leaders had met anywhere, and it produced vague promises to eliminate Pyongyang's nuclear arsenal. Their second meeting in Hanoi ended in failure when Mr. Kim made an offer that fell far short of that. North Korean officials went dark after the collapse of the talks, refusing to respond to either the Americans or the South Koreans. In recent weeks, however, North Korea reemerged on the world stage as Mr. Kim exchanged letters with Mr. Trump in what was seen as a signal of its interest in resuming diplomacy. American officials have said they did not think a third meeting should be arranged unless a substantive agreement could be negotiated beforehand. But Mr. Trump was seized with the idea of an encounter at the DMZ. Panmunjom, which straddles the north-south border, is called the Truce Village because the two sides signed an armistice there in 1953 to halt the three-year Korean War. The 2.5-mile-wide DMZ is a no-man's zone, but Panmunjom is an exception, a joint security area where border guards face off with no buffer between them. Mr. Kim crossed the DMZ in April 2018 to meet with Mr. Moon, becoming the first North Korean leader to step over the line since the war. Former Presidents Jimmy Carter and Bill Clinton each visited North Korea, flying into its capital, Pyongyang, but only after they left office. Sitting presidents, including Ronald Reagan, Mr. Clinton, George W. Bush, and Barack Obama, visited the DMZ, but were never greeted by North Korea's leader. Mr. Trump, wearing a dark suit, emerged from Freedom House on the South Korean side, walked along gravel between two blue huts to the demarcation line, and stopped there to wait for Mr. Kim to approach. Mr. Kim, wearing his traditional Mao suit, bounded forward to greet him. They shook hands, and Mr. Trump patted the younger man's arm before they stepped across the barrier and strode across a dirt field. The two turned and shook hands again for the cameras, then walked back to the border marker, posed again, and finally headed toward Freedom House. The scene was fairly chaotic. North Korean security personnel were particularly aggressive, pushing and pulling journalists and even White House staff members, including the new press secretary, Stephanie Grisham, as she tried to get American media into the room. The jostling made television images from the scene look frenzied. Accompanying the president were Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, the acting chief of staff Mick Mulvaney, and other top aides, including Ivanka Trump and Jared Kushner. Asked how North Korea was, the president's daughter answered, "Surreal." Mr. Kim said he knew nothing about a possible meeting until the president's tweet. "I don't think this kind of surprise meeting would have happened without the excellent personal relationship between Your Excellency and me," he told Trump in Freedom House. Mr. Trump expressed relief that Mr. Kim came. "If he didn't show up, the press was going to make me look very bad," he said. "So you made us both look good, and I appreciate it." After their private conversation, which lasted about 15 minutes, Mr. Trump escorted Mr. Kim back to the demarcation line and then watched as the North Korean headed back to his country. Certainly, this was a great day. This was a very legendary, very historic day, Mr. Trump exulted afterward, before adding a cautionary note. "It'll be even more historic if something comes out of it."